Good morning. It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Tomorrow night at 5, we'll conclude our four-part documentary series on education from American Public Media. Here's a preview.
From American Public Media, this is an APM Reports documentary. I'm Emily Hanford. It was 2015, and Jack Silva had a problem. He's the chief academic officer for the public schools in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and a lot of the kids in his schools were not reading well. Only 56% of third graders were scoring proficient on the state reading test.
I didn't know what to do.
He knew nothing about how kids learn to read or how reading should be taught. But he did know that even some older students were struggling with pretty basic stuff when it came to reading.
I was a middle school and high school teacher for many years, and I could see students who had difficulty with breaking down individual words.
They'd come across a word they'd never seen before and have no idea how to sound it out. Kim Harper noticed the same thing. She was a high school English teacher in Bethlehem, and she says a disturbing number of her students were not very good readers, even students in honors classes.
They didn't like to read. They avoided reading. They would tell me it was too hard.
She didn't know what to do about it either, so she kind of shrugged it off.
I think it became easy to say, well, that's just the way it is, and you're always going to have X percent of kids who it's just going to be a struggle for.
Less than 60% of kids reading proficiently. It wasn't shocking. It's just the way things were. There's a whole lot of research about how kids learn to read.
There are thousands of studies.
This is Louisa Motes. She's been teaching and researching reading since the 1970s.
This is the most studied aspect of human learning.
One of the many things researchers have learned over the years is that virtually all kids can learn to read. Researchers have done studies in classrooms and in clinics, and they've shown over and over that somewhere between 1 and 6% of kids have such severe learning disabilities that they will probably always struggle with reading. But everyone else can learn to read, if they are taught. The problem is, lots of kids aren't being taught. The problem is, lots of kids aren't being taught. At least not in ways that line up with what science says about how children learn to read. The result? More than 6 in 10 fourth graders in the United States are not proficient readers. 30 million adults struggle to read a basic passage of text. And this is not just a poverty problem. One-third of struggling readers are from college-educated families. From APM Reports, this is Hard Words: Why Aren't Our Kids Being Taught to Read? Kids who struggle to read are more likely to drop out of high school. They're more likely to end up in the criminal justice system. They're more likely to live in poverty when they grow up. But we shouldn't have so many struggling readers. Over the coming hour, we're going to find out why. We're going to learn what typical reading instruction in American schools is like and why it's wrong. We're going to hear what scientists have discovered about how the brain learns to read and how kids should be taught based on that science. And we're going to investigate why teachers and schools don't know this science and what needs to be done to change that. Jack Silva hired some people to help him, and Kim Harper was one of them. She's the high school English teacher you heard a moment ago. One of her first assignments was to tour Bethlehem's 16 elementary schools and find out, what were the teachers doing? How were they teaching kids to read? She went to a professional development day at one of the district's lowest performing elementary schools.
And they were talking about how kids attack words in a story.
When a child came to a word he didn't know, the teacher would tell him to look at the picture and guess. The most important thing was for the child to understand the meaning of the story. So if the kid came to the word horse,
and the kid reads it as house, it's wrong. But if the kid said pony, it'd be right, because pony and horse mean the same thing.
Beliefs about how kids learn to read and how they should be taught run deep in American education. You can find schools and school districts across the country that are trying to change things the way Bethlehem is. But typical reading instruction in American schools is some version of a balanced literacy approach, backed up by the core belief that learning to read is a natural process. Many educators don't know the science, and in some cases, they actively resist it. Why is that? You can learn more about the research on reading at our website. You'll find this documentary there and many more stories about education, opportunity, and how people learn. It's all at apmreports.org. If you have a story to share about reading, we'd love to hear from you. Send an email to contact@apmreports.org or find us on social media.
That was a preview of the final segment in the documentary series on education from American Public Media. It airs tomorrow night at 5.